B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
This is towards you, Melissa.
Okay.
I ran 26.2 miles on Sunday. All right? I ran 26.2 miles on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
When's the last time you've run?
It's been about 6 months.
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you haven't run in 6 months? I ran 26.2 miles on Sunday. And you just revealed to us that your feet are jacked up and you're going to need surgery. Melissa's going to need surgery on her feet.
Here's what happened. So I was on a streak where I was running and walking every day for like a year, maybe a year and a half, something like that. And apparently I didn't realize that you can't wear Air Force Ones while doing this.
Girl.
An ex, someone I used to date, had bought me the Patriots, the Robert Kraft Air Force Ones. From when the Patriots won their fifth Super Bowl. So they're like a year and a half old or whatever. So I wore those like every day. And I always thought that like you could run in them. Apparently you can. Apparently they're not good for your feet. So after numerous, you know, I have some damage to one of my feet.
Yeah.
And
she's going to need a surgery.
Yeah, I've tried like cortisone injections. I have what's called a something metatarsal inflammation of a nerve or something in my right foot.
Man, she's going.
My right foot happens to be the foot that I use to drive.
She's going on the IR, Ming.
Going on the IR.
Yeah. So
I don't know when.
Well, I have one of our producers here, Mark Feldman, who lives very, very, he lives right down the street from you. Right?
He lives like maybe 2 miles away. Yes, I live in Waltham. He lives in Newton.
So, he's like, oh God, I know where this is going.
Mark, I want you to practice these three words.
First one is no.
No. You have to start saying, yes, Miss Daisy. Because you are going to be Melissa. I don't know if you knew this. Has she asked you yet?
No, she hasn't. I didn't even know what's going on with her ugly ass feet.
First of all, my feet are really cute. Ask anybody on my Instagram that sees them.
How long is Mark going to be driving you to work, even though you haven't asked him yet?
Well, I haven't asked him yet because I don't know when I'm doing this yet. But I eventually do have to have my nerve taken out of my foot.
And this girl's just breaking down.
He told me it's going to be about a 2 week. 2 weeks? It's going to be like a 2 week recovery time. And I can't drive in that 2 weeks.
2 weeks. limping to you. Helping her get in your car.
I'm not going to need any help. I'll do it on my own. I just can't drive. Because I got to keep my foot in an upright position, apparently.
Right.
Listen. All I need is a ride to and from work.
That's all.
And Mark, I'll be on your schedule, so whenever you want to pick me up and chop me up.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst idea.
I know. I'm sorry. I know.
All year.
Mark, I understand, because I'd be just as pissed off, too, because that's annoying.
I'm trying to get a new car this weekend.
So. Are you really?
Yeah. Uh-oh. So maybe is fate aligning.
Lightning style.
No. Are you going to get an SUV?
A Jeep, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Wait a minute.
Get a pickup and throw her ass in the back.
Hold on. I can't step up in Jeeps. How am I going to get a Jeep?
Now you have to get a different car.
I won't get it, Melissa. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
No, you're not.
But I'm thinking maybe January-ish.
Yeah.
So wait. Mark doesn't even have the option of saying, no, I can't.
He does. I don't know what I'll do. I don't know how I'll get to work. I guess I can always stay home. I can broadcast live from
really?
My house.
I mean, there is this thing called Uber.
Listen, no, I'm not paying.
Hey, yeah. You're going into her casino money
exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're going to be driving her to the encore. Congratulations. Awesome. Congratulations. So the answer is...
Sure.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.